From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 8th, 2019. This week, that excerpt of Rain Refrain by Torrin Hallett opens an episode on a recently published scientific paper challenging the typical depiction of a vital worldwide cycle. Have a listen for about 30 seconds to some mystery sounds related to this cycle, and see if you know any of the three names for the cycle. If you guessed the water cycle, the hydrologic cycle, or the hydrological cycle, you were right. You heard sounds of some of the components typically included in descriptions or diagrams of the water cycle. Rainfall, representing precipitation, a river, representing surface water and flow, coastal waves, representing the ocean, and water flowing from a spring, representing groundwater storage and movement. The final sound you heard, a household faucet, represents the role of humans in the water cycle, an aspect not as often included in water cycle diagrams. The exclusion of a human component from water cycle diagrams is one of the main issues raised in a July 2019 scientific article entitled "Human Domination of the Global Water Cycle Absent from Depictions and Perceptions." Published in the journal Nature Geoscience, the paper was authored by 23 scientists from 7 U.S. research institutions, including Virginia Tech, and from 6 other countries. The researchers examined several dozen recent studies of the global water cycle to identify and quantify 16 sources of water, called pools, and 16 water movement processes, called fluxes. They then compared those findings to over 400 water cycle diagrams from several countries, including the United States. The researchers found that the majority of water cycle diagrams didn't include, or inaccurately represented, several components or principles identified in the scientific studies. As already noted, one main finding was the widespread exclusion of human interactions with water. Other components that the researchers assert were underrepresented include precipitation over the ocean, the amount of fresh water that is actually available for human use, large water bodies with no surface outlet, such as the Caspian Sea in Western Asia, and uncertainty and variation over time in estimates of water cycle components. The researchers suggest that inaccuracies in water cycle depictions can, quote, reflect and reinforce the misunderstanding of global hydrology by policymakers, researchers, and the public. Conversely, they assert that improving the accuracy of widely used water cycle diagrams would be, in the researchers' words, an important step towards equitable water governance, sustainable development, and planetary thinking. Thanks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the ocean sounds and to Torrin Hallett for this week's music. We close by letting Part of the Water Cycle have the last sound. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.